This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back. Hour number three underway here on a Tuesday afternoon. We catch you down to Thursday night football between the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Commanders, and a man who will be in Green Bay and on the call on the radio for the Commanders Radio Network. And, of course, you know him from manning the middle of the defense for so many great years. Number 59, the Iron Man, London Fletcher, kind enough to join us for a couple of minutes. London, thank you so much, as always, for your time, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate you, and it's great to it was great to see you the other day real quickly, and great to have you aboard here on the show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Always great to catch up with you, and I hope your family is doing okay with everything that you've had to deal with. Let's start last Sunday. The defense was completely dominant. In your eyes, was that more because of the Giants' offense ineptitude or the Commanders' new-look defense, or just simply a mix of both?
I think it was more of the Commanders' defense and the additions that they've added. It was a concerted effort to get bigger along the defensive line, and those dividends paid huge dividends early in that ball game, and really for the entire day. You saw Kinlaw making plays in the backfield, mm-hmm. being disruptive, making plays against the quarterback. Dietrich Wise, he had an outstanding game, not only just in his ability to affect the quarterback, but there were some plays where he was chasing down quarterbacks and showing some good speed and pursuit. De'Ron Payne, he was phenomenal. Back end coverage, Will Harris, very underrated guy, mm-hmm. signing, not really talked about much as the with the offseason addition, but I thought he was outstanding as well. And just collectively as a whole, I thought the defense, they played with great intensity, physicality, just really kind of limited the explosive plays by the New York Giants, and that was going to be a big part of their game with Russ being able to throw the deep ball. But they did a great job of just getting after the Giants' offense.
So many guys that you just mentioned there, I'd like to spend a minute or two, if we can, just kind of quickly picking it apart. You mentioned Kinlaw, and De'Ron Payne was just an absolute beast on Sunday. Do you think, like, Kinlaw's emergence after, I guess, some struggles in San Francisco and maybe as well with the Jets and kind of being considered a disappointment is because he's playing next to De'Ron, and therefore did De'Ron maybe have his best game or most noticeable impact in maybe 2 years because of Kinlaw? Is that the way it works, London, or is it just two individuals having a great game? And I know that might be hard to answer, but I guess what I'm looking for, are they just feeding off of each other, do you think?
I thought it was two individuals for the most part just having really good games. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, the defensive line, they did a great job working in unison when it came to rushing and passing. Mm. They had it was very exact in where they needed to be for the most part with pass rush lanes. They had some games where they It was on one of the sacks that I think Deron had. Actually, on the sack Deron had, it was a three-man game with, I think, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvell, and Deron. They had a three-man game. And so they worked great in the pass rush game. When it came to the run defense, I thought the guys did a nice job of really staying square, especially on some of the double-team blocks. The linebackers were able to get downhill, get the double teams off of those guys, and then they just defeated the blocks and were able to make plays. So it was really a combination of the guys collectively working extremely well together, but also those two players making some plays individually that really impacted the game.
You mentioned, and the great London Fletcher is with us, of course, if you're not already following him on X, Twitter, whatever, it's at LFletcher59, at LFletcher59, and of course, listen to him on the radio broadcast on Thursday night on the Commanders Radio Network. You mentioned Will Harris. That's one of my favorite signings of the offseason. I've talked to him a number of times. I don't know how well you've gotten to know him, but you know, clearly he's a physical player, and we saw that on Sunday. But London, I also think he's got pretty good range and maybe some of the better range that I've seen out of a safety here in a long time. I mean, you know, we've always kind of struggled in that area. I'm not saying he's Earl Thomas or Ed Reed as a pencil eraser, but I think he's got better range and maybe better pass coverage skills than some people seem to think. How do you kind of, I guess, scout him out or see his potential impact?
Yeah, I didn't know a whole lot about him. Actually, I didn't know anything about him prior to signing him. And then we signed him, so then you do a deep dive on him, and you see the versatility that he brings to the secondary. He's a guy that you can play him at strong safety, you can play him at free safety. You mentioned having great range. He's excellent in the box, close to the box, being close to the line of scrimmage. You can have him cover slot receivers. So you talked about the coverage aspect of him. He has the ability to cover those slot receivers. So he just brings a tremendous amount of versatility where if you want to go to your three safety formation or three safety package, so to speak, and you want him on the field with Quan, and whether it's Tyler Owens or Jeremy Reeves or whatever, you just have a bunch of different versatile players. I think at one point during the dime defense, he moved to what you would consider a dime corner position. He's covering the slot, and Percy Butler came in as the free safety or the strong safety, and Quan was playing the free safety. So there's just so many different things that he allows the defensive coaches to do because of his versatility.
Because of that versatility and because of some of the versatility elsewhere on the defense, how different is this? How much more aggressive, creative, game plan strategy type stuff can Joe Witt get away with more this year as opposed to last year, even last year late when they played a bunch together, meaning the personnel and the versatility pack skills of some of these players and new additions that we just talked about has got to be so much better, right?
It really is. You got depth, and first and foremost, you have the ability to truly play a lot of man-to-man, which Joe Witt wants to do. They want to be a high man-to-man type of defense, and you can do that with the secondary that we have, especially the corners. And also, if you want to bring that five-man pressure rush, which we had a bunch of five D linemen in the game a lot against the Giants, and you're creating one-on-one matchups across the board, and eventually one of those guys, somebody's going to win their matchups and be able to affect the quarterback, impact the passing game. But they also did a great job of, because they played so much man-to-man, there were some times where they would show this man look, and then at the snap they would tag the confusion or force him to hold up to the football, just a little bit longer, because now he's trying to figure out the coverage after the snapped, and that allowed the defensive line to get pressure on him, or led to some inaccurate throws, or even throws where he just had to throw it away because there was nobody open. And just that scheme alone, I thought the defensive game plan was outstanding, mixing in those zone coverages, playing a high volume of man-to-man, and guys really being sticky in coverage.
Yeah, the great London Fletcher is with us and breaking down the week one win over the Giants. One thing that I tracked very closely was how they used Marshawn Lattimore, right? And ultimately, they didn't have him travel all over the place with Malik Nabers. They trusted Trey Amos. They trusted Mike Sanderstil. And Lattimore played 49 of his 50 pass coverage snaps on the outside, according to PFF, which is what it looked like to me. There was one time they moved him over to the left right before a timeout in the red zone. And I love that, London, because to me that showed, A, confidence in those younger guys. B, like, I don't think you always have to show everything. See how it goes. See how you play straight up. And then if you have to make a move, then you make the move to have Lattimore trail. Is that kind of how you read out the future, if you will, of how they might use Lattimore against elite receivers?
I think it'll all be based on how, hopefully, Trey continues to play extremely well like he played in the ball game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you got a guy, especially a rookie, you don't want them moving too much around,
right.
Having to, you know, you don't want him, especially if you get into a game where, hey, we want to match this guy against mm-hmm. this guy and this guy against that, because they might, one minute he's on the left, next snap he's inside, and then he's at the right. So you just don't want to do those types of things, especially if you don't want to always show your hand and say, hey, when you see him here, we're always man to man. So you want to be able to have those guys stay on their particular sides and just cover guys. Now, if there's a situation where maybe there's a fire that needs to be put out, then I'm sure those coaches, mm-hmm. if they have to have those things happen, that's something that they'll address if that needs to happen. But right now, the way Trey's performing, and obviously Mikey can go inside, play outside, whatever the case may be, and Marshawn, he's done the trailing and following guys all over the football field, so he's comfortable lining up wherever. But I just think the other day they all look extremely good playing where they played and you know, just being exactly what they need to be from a cover standpoint.
Number 59, the Iron Man, London Fletcher, with us. Nice enough to give us a few minutes right here on the Team 980 before the Commanders take up the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field on Thursday. So with that, we'll switch. Did you like playing on Thursday night? Like, to me, I think it's so hard on the body to rest, recover mentally, physically. You're not practicing, especially when you've got to travel. Did you enjoy playing on the short weeks, or did you hate it?
I don't know that I enjoyed it. I think it all depends on where you are in your career. Now, for me, later in my career, I did not enjoy, because it just took me so much longer for my body to get back ready to be able to play a game. But when you're a younger guy, you don't really care when you play. Home is better than away, just because of the tribal aspect of it. But at the end of the day, wherever you got to play the game, you got to play the game. And you get yourself – it's more of a mental preparation that you have to really go through when you have that short week to get ready for a game. You have to really be on it from a mental standpoint and making sure the communication is great. So that's those are things that I'm sure they're really emphasizing the details from a communication standpoint, the mental aspect of it, because there's not going to be a ton of physical preparation, turn full speed physical preparation like you would if there was a normal Sunday game.
Yeah, I remember, and actually this was the first year, I think, that you were retired, right? Because you played through 2013. In 2014, they had to go to Lambeau week two on a short week. It was Monday night they played, and then, you know, had to travel. So this is an even shorter week than that. Interesting. All right, London Fletcher with us.
I was still playing that.
Oh, you were?
That
okay.
Was 2013 season, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was in 2013, not 2014. You're right. It was it was 2013. I was thinking 2014.
Yeah, Green Bay, okay. The next
That was a tough week, London.
It was rough. Yeah, we played about 90 snaps against the Eagles on that Monday night game.
Yeah. that was a tough. And then we woke up to like flurries on Sunday morning in week two in the middle of September. I was like, where the hell are we? In like Russia or something? No doubt about it. That was tough. All right, let me ask you this. Who do you fear more on the Packers, if you fear anything at all? Jordan Love in the passing game with Golden and his speed, but being a rookie and the kind of balance, Jalen Reed, the depth that they have? Or is it the physical physical pound and rushing attack that maybe the Giants didn't have a lot of in Jacobs and everything that they throw at you from a run perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, I wouldn't say I fear any of it. I just think is we understand, and the defense, they understand the challenges that they face. The Packers, they have a receiving core where you just don't really have a guy that you truly say he's their number one guy. You're going to key in on him. The situation, they have a lot of really good young receivers that can go out and make plays for them. And as far as the run game, Jacobs, he's an outstanding running back, and they're going to give him his touches. He had 19 attempts against the Detroit Lions, and you know, just as long as you can keep that keep the explosives down in both the passing game and the running game, that's the key. You just don't want to give up those explosive runs or the explosives in the passing game. But as a defense, I think this will be a really good matchup. I'm sure there's some situations where we like some guys matched up against certain guys, whether it's in the passing game or things like that, and they may like some stuff where, hey, maybe we can get something, make some hay in the passing game against this particular corner or this route or things like that. So it'll be a great chess match, so to speak, to watch unfold and see how things play out, and especially the adjustments that are made as the game continues to move forward.
I could ask you a million questions, but most importantly, I saw a recent article. Your son's doing great in football, and your family doing as good as they can after everything that you guys have been through. And you know, everybody knows kind of the story. It's so admirable to see how you've handled everything with grace and dignity, just like you did throughout your career. You know, I just wish you all nothing but the best, and I'm happy that he's doing well and that the kids are seemingly doing well, and I hope you're okay as well. You mean a lot to this community, obviously, and this franchise, and I always appreciate you being so kind to me, London.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Now, we're getting used to our new normal. It's not easy. Every day is a new day. We're coming up on her on a year anniversary of her passing. So it's just something that's constantly, I mean, every day I think about her several times a day, and I'm sure the kids feel the same thing. So this year, my oldest, she went off to college, her freshman year of college. She's down at Belmont in Nashville, and she's doing well. She's been down there for coming up on almost a month now. She's only called me once, if I want to talk to her, I got to call
Sometimes
her.
Sometimes that's a good thing, London. It means they're not in any trouble, you know?
Right. And then my son, he's, as you mentioned, he's a football player down here in Charlotte. He's thriving. He's off to a great start as a junior. He's electric with the football. He's a what you would call a space killer. You give him that ball and get him in space.
That a boy.
He is electric. And my youngest, she's a freshman in high school doing great playing field hockey. So we're adjusting as a family, adapting, and every day's a a new day, and you know, you have your moments where you still kind of like, man, what's going on? Can't believe this happened. But then you like, all right, I got to keep pushing, keep moving.
I mean, it's a sad, obviously, but also inspiring story of how family sticks together, and you know how you try and deal with the adversity, you know, that you're dealt with in life, and life is really unfair, as we all know, really unfair. But I'm glad everybody seems to be doing okay and staying strong. And there's a, you know, you're their dad, and we all know how mentally and physically strong you were playing this game at a Hall of Fame level. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, I'm always thinking about you, and the community's always thinking about you, and. I just appreciate you always, you know, again, making time for me and doing what you do. So thank you, London. Safe travels. Have a great broadcast on Thursday night, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Chris.
All right. There you go. That's the great London Fletcher, the Iron Man, number 59. Just a really tough, inspiring story there, like he said, coming up on a year of the anniversary of his wife, in case you didn't know the story. Passing away just shy of her 50th birthday from breast cancer. And when you have three kids, you know, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. You know, no money, no Hall of Fame, no legacy, no nothing can replace family and the matriarch of a family. So London has handled that with extreme class and dignity and pride, you know, just like you would imagine, and just like he did, you know, pretty much everything on the football field. So appreciate him sharing that with us, and certainly we keep their family in our thoughts. Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. You know, I didn't ask him about Micah Parsons. I probably should have, but we just had a bunch of things to cover from week one. I thought it was interesting. He, like, going back to what he said earlier, he said it's not necessarily, in his opinion, Payne and Kinlaw feeding off each other. It's two individual, just guys that just had a great game and, you know, really dominated in the trenches. I wonder if that symbiotic relationship, if you will, continues to grow throughout the year and where they truly can feed off of each other. You had that for a little while with Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, right? But now you have a different look, and one that hopefully holds up better against the run, and they'll get a real big test on Thursday, and one that hopefully stays healthy so that they can, I don't know, collapse the pocket and get 12 sacks between the two of them, something like that. I mean, Kinlaw had 7 last year with the Jets. All right, 301-230-0980. Thanks to the great London Fletcher. Good conversation there. Any thoughts on that? If not, we'll come back, wrap things up with a little look around the NFL for week one, because we haven't had a chance to really do that. And Dumb Dumb of the Day, all before 4 o'clock. Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today. At that point, stay with us on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.